you know, with the pandemic, a lot more people were gardening in the country in the last two summers. And they were gardening so much that there are actually seed shortages, supply shortages. And so that's a good and a bad thing. But, you know, there's something magical about having dinner that night and looking at everything on your plate and knowing that, well, look at that, you know, except for a pork chop and some folks raising their own pigs, you can let your potatoes, your vegetables, your salad and everything and think that grew out in my backyard or out in my garden, didn't require me to go to the store, which helped everybody with what's going on with the pandemic of social distancing and starting to fend for themselves a little bit more. So the pandemic is horrible, but more folks getting into gardening is a positive thing.
What are you doing in your garden right now? What is front of mind for you as we're kind of barreling into this cold season?
Well, most gardens are pretty well finished. And what I'm doing is I'm winterizing my garden beds. I have pulled everything up. I've put a little compost on them to let it set in through the winter. And then just cleaning everything up. You know, I do have a few minor things still growing, like Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts, they can handle frost and freezing. And I do have a couple of Brussels sprout plants still going. But other than that, everything's about done. It's time to wind the garden down. And the only people that are still growing anything are folks that might have a high tunnel or a pretty well sealed greenhouse.
How does the timeline of this fall compare with kind of others we've seen in the past for gardeners?
Well, it's been a little bit more of a difficult year this year. We've had a lot colder summer. We've had more of considerable rain, but we had some really early frosts, you know, and what that does is that forces a gardener to take some more drastic steps to save what they're growing, especially the non-frost tolerant crops, you know, like covering them up, bringing them inside if you're growing in containers. So it's just been tough this year just because of how cold it got and as early as it got cold.
Are there any up-and-coming events at Garden Club that folks should be aware of?
Well, we actually have a Garden Club meeting tonight at 7 o'clock at College Heights Baptist Church. And I actually will be speaking, doing a presentation on how to grow potatoes tonight. So we're back to our meetings the second Tuesday of every month, 7 o'clock at College Heights Baptist Church. And we'd love to have everybody. They're free and open to the public. We'd love to have folks come down and listen to us and be a part of our club.